Your remarks, sir.
Okay, Sam, you have it within your power, you people on the council, to make a standard, to bring us together. We need that, not to divide us with vitriol and all kinds of rancor and all this and that.
It is great to have you in the council, sir, and thank you for your testimony. Ma'am.
My name is Gail Schneider. I'm a resident of Portland. And you know, I talk about location, location, and in the case of my husband and I, it's timing, timing. My husband is very thorough and methodical, and he was looking for a location for his business. And after a very extensive and thorough search, we selected a property in large part because of its location on 39th Avenue last summer. We have incurred a huge debt. We will be working very hard for a long time to pay off this building. And there has been some flippant comments. I know you don't want to get in a discourse, and I apologize, but I'm getting a little tired too. There have been some flippant comments about, well, it's just about business cards. For both the businesses and the residents, it's not about business cards. It's not about going to the post office and putting in a name change or a address change. There are some really significant costs that will be borne by the people on the street. And one of the Planning Commission members said, well, sacrifices have to be made. But my question is, why do there have to be sacrifices? We want to honor Mr. Chavez, who many of us see as a saintly man, who would want his supporters to model his behavior. And that behavior would be about compromise, not about making someone sacrifice. So I would encourage you to please help us find another solution.
Thank you all for your testimony. Really appreciate
Ms. Schneider,
it tonight.
There's a lot of people watching. What is your business?
I feel a little awkward about a conflict of interest because, again, as the gentleman from the post office said, I'm not affiliated with my organization, but I am a fundraiser for Portland State University.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Carla.
Next three are Eric Flores, Molly Little, and Carmen T. Bernier-Grand. Thank you. How about Martha Perez? And they will be followed.
Another name?
Martha's coming.
Oh, okay. Good.
And they'll be followed by Susan Schaffner, Virginia Wilkinson, and Yvonne P.
Thanks for hanging in beyond the 9 o'clock hour. We're glad you're here. Who would like to begin?
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak. My name is Molly Little. I'm a 20-year resident of Southeast Portland. I work in a bilingual school where half of the student population are Latino students. They have few public Latino role models beyond Shakira and sports figures to look up to. Most of the teachers, most of the administrators, politicians, CEOs are white in Oregon. Most TV shows, books, and movies don't reflect the experiences or lives of Latino youth and families. Our Latino students need tangible proof that their story and culture is valued and recognized. Cesar Chavez is a hero for many Latinos and for many non-Latinos. Naming 39th for Cesar Chavez is a small step in recognizing the achievements of Cesar Chavez and will be a source of pride and recognition for many Latino youth. I ask you to please consider renaming 39th for Cesar Chavez and think of our youth. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Sir?
My name is Eric Flores, and I'm not part of the Cesar Chavez committee, but I'm here to offer my support. And, I would like to name 39th Avenue after Cesar Chavez. That's one of my personal heroes. I see this as an investment for the future in the unity of Portland. As you can see, the multicultural alliance that we presented today, a lot of people are in favor of this, even though they're not Mexicans, they don't have to be. We all consider Cesar Chavez a great hero of ours. As far as the opposition, I know it's going to take money, I know it's going to be expensive, but change is good, and change sometimes is needed. This is a great investment for the future of Portland. I agree with the Planning Commission. And in the future, if somebody wants to rename a bridge or a school or a library, I'll be happy to recruit Mr. Stolp and Mr. Fruits to come along once we have a street name after Cesar Chavez. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony.
Hi, everyone. Flip a coin and then just decide which way you should go. Good luck with your decision. I don't envy you. I'm Martha Perez. I originally stated we should have had a park and then, you know, honor him that way. But, you know, tonight I unanimously support renaming the boulevard or the street to Cesar Chavez. But be aware, Sam, I think it's going to matter on how you personally vote. The other commissioners, however they vote, but the way you vote will matter. Because if you vote for Cesar Chavez, you know that recall petition will affect you negatively. I'll hurry. I'm sorry, but and then you know if you vote against it, you know, I mean the Mexican, well, not the Mexican, well, all communities of color will thank you. So it's you're in a tough position. So thank you, all commissioners. Thank you, and have a good evening. Thank you.
Thanks for your political advice.
You're welcome. Just a guesstimate.
Maybe you could just stay home that night.
Yeah, I just stay home. Who's next?
Next three are Susan Schaffner, Virginia Wilkinson, and Yvonne P. They will be followed by Teresa Alonso, Claire Oliveros, and Ross Danielson.
Well, good evening, and thanks for hanging in there.
You're welcome.
We're glad you're here. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Alrighty.
I've had to shorten it, so I hope it's not confusing. My name is Susan Schaffner, and I oppose the renaming of 39th. I've worked really hard in the last couple of months with the committee. I know about the interstate, how bad that was, and I didn't have anything to do with that. I only came into the fray when someone wrote the Oregonian suggesting changing the name of Burnside or Gleason. These are the surrounding arteries of my childhood home that my dad built, where he built our house for my mom before I was born, and we still live there. Residents on 39th, many for generations, have paid property taxes and purposely chose 39th to live on or place their businesses on. I have pondered what would be the key thing to say to you, Mayor, and commissioners, to have you just say no to the change in the name of 39th. Just today, it being June 23rd, I read Proverbs 23rd. So I don't sound like God, but I did consider him today.
I think your voice also has the quality of God.
Okay.
Just to be ecumenical.
Proverbs 23:10 and 11 state, do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless. For their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you. My thoughts and prayers will be with each of you as you make this very difficult decision.
Very well said. Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Mayor Adams and commissioners, thank you for your time this evening. My name is Virginia Wilkinson. I've owned and lived in a house on Northeast 39th Avenue for 30 years. I don't feel it is right to rename any street. It gets confusing. There's a cost to the residents, the businesses, and the taxpayers that the costs are incurred. And during these difficult economic times, I don't think that we need to have this extra burden on us. I also have concern about the process. I question why the city sent out a survey asking our opinion when 87% of us voted no. And it seems to have been ignored. That feeling seemed to have been ignored. I don't feel that it is appropriate to honor this great man by renaming a street. There have been several options mentioned, and I would like to see both sides come together to find a solution acceptable to all that will not hurt so many. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Hi.
Hi, my name is Yvonne P., and I cut this down to meet your new time criteria, so I hope it makes sense. My concern is with the process. It was my understanding that the people on the panels were to be neutral and unbiased, and it's a concern to me when I found that Paul Carrasco, who was the head of the historian committee, possibly could not be totally neutral, considering he wrote a book called Everyday Law for Latinos that was endorsed by Dolores Herreros, who is a sister-in-law to Cesar Chavez. He also blatantly stated that he was throwing out the significant in its own right when making recommendation to the Planning Commission, and I don't believe he was given the authority to pick and choose which parts of the code to follow. Also, Dina Marshall, the owner of the mediation group, has strong ties to the Hispanic community. Bias may not be intentional, but her affiliation with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Oregon Hispanic Bar Association, Spanish Interpreter for Indigenous Farm Workers, should have been addressed and at least disclosed to those of us that were testifying. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for your comments tonight. How many more do we have?
Oh, about 81.
There's not 81 people here.
Are there really 81 signed up?
Some may have left.
So we're going to take a quick 5-minute break and figure out up here what we want to do. So it is now 9:14. We'll be back at 9:19.
Shut her down.
We're now not hearing new things.
You want to?
I'd say go to 10. Go to 10. It's a way just to give people a chance if they really want just to come forward for their day. Is there anyone over at the Portland building?
No.
Oh, good. Well, I don't know if it, 81 people is.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking instead of.
You don't have to dress up for us.
Fast brand in this way.
Well, I was actually, we were kidding around up here, and somebody said, well, what about your driveway? And I thought, God, I could actually put that on my garage. Like on my, over where I park, like, wow, it'd be my own little piece of port street.
Put it right at where your driveway goes in.
Yeah, the neighbors are literally like, okay,
he is good. Well, they must know you by now.
They do, oh yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have, can we have people move down?
Yeah. I knew Alyssa would.
What time, Sam?
I'm going to ask anyone if they have a new point that they want to make.
And then shut her down. Why don't you let me go to the bathroom, let me run it. We'll be out here in 5 minutes.
I want to see you and Amanda wrestle over this. Reading this. Here's a pen.
What's that?
Nothing.
I just had Matt a big Davis steak. And my wife said, you have a big steak waiting for you when you come home.
See, that's on. So right.
Oh, I know. That's what I said. I was like, not tuna casserole, not something like what I could take. A steak? Oh, no. Well, not usually for me either this time of night. It's usually cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. But she just got back from a trip seeing her parents for a couple weeks, so she's being nice to me. Yeah. Yeah, she didn't know. She didn't have this plugged in for tonight, though. She didn't know this. Yeah. Yeah.
I think somebody has a car and I think I'm like,
City Council will come back to order. If there is someone on the upper tier of the balcony that wishes to testify, then I'd ask that you make your way down to the first floor. And we want to make sure, your servants on the City Council, that we're hearing all the issues and all the perspectives that exist on this issue. So how many people wish to testify because what you have to say has not yet been aired out? So raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Okay, thank you. So if she calls your name and your issue has already been aired out, I'd ask you to let someone else go who's going to be raising a unique issue. So that we can, it's really important to us that we hear all the perspectives out there in terms of point of view.
Tim, can I just add something?
Yeah.
You know, each of us have received literally hundreds of emails, and we've had a chance to read those prior to this hearing, and we'll have a chance to have that as part of the record going forward. So when the mayor says, is there something that hasn't been said, please remember that lots of the themes we've heard tonight have been reflected in emails and letters and in testimony, and if we've received it from one person or 10 person, it doesn't have any greater weight if it's a valid point. So economy here is probably good given the late hour to give us a chance to hear from some new voices.
And I'd like to add to that, I'm about 800 emails behind in reading my emails, but I will read them before the vote. So that
slacker.
Calling me a slacker. So right. Thank you very much for sending in your testimony ahead of time, and we have read as many as we possibly could.
Okay, the next three.
Next three are Teresa Alonso, Claire Oliveros, and Ross Danielson.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. We're glad you're here.
Good evening.
They will be followed by Joshi Alumkal, Charles Rummel, and Mary Devlin.
Can you call one more for this panel?
Okay. I have Teresa Alonso, Claire Oliveros, and Ross Danielson. Are you here?
Next one on the list.
Okay. Robert Gross.
All right. Thank you for waiting. We look forward to your testimony. Would you like to begin?
Thank you. I'm honored to have this opportunity to speak before Mayor Adams and the City Commissioners. My name is Teresa Alonso, and I live in Southeast 39th Avenue. I'm here in hopes that you will consider changing the street name to Cesar E. Chavez Boulevard. I am a former migrant worker, and having a street named after someone who was so significant to my culture and our history allows me to know that the migrant workers are being acknowledged for their contributions to this community. Cesar Chavez is not just a historical figure, but he was also a man who believed in social justice and equality for everyone. Portland is a culturally growing community, with Latinos being the fastest growing community. I feel that our city should reflect it by leaving a legacy for our future young people and future generations. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, good evening, Commissioners and Mayor Sam Adams. Thank you for the opportunity to give testimony. Mm-hmm. My name is Claire Oliveros. I'm here in solidarity and on behalf of the Portland Committee for Human Rights in the Philippines and as a staff person of Portland Community College's Sylvania Multicultural Center. As a lifelong resident of Northeast Portland and now who lives in North Portland, I think of the impact this street naming will have on me personally, my family, and the legacy of the city of Portland. My early schooling took place on the nearby 39th Avenue. As a young girl of color, I can only imagine how my schooling experience might have been different if the street that I was attending school on was called Cesar E. Chavez then, as it can be today. Within schooling, children of color like myself, along with low-income white students, experience forms of oppression firsthand, like racism, classism, and sexism. We find this most comes into play with interactions from teachers and peers and are upheld by school policies, practices, and city climate. My experience is no exception, and our children still experience forms of institutional oppression every day. A street named after Mr. Chavez is a move toward equity and equality. The legacy for human and civil rights that Mr. Chavez stood for are even more urgent and relevant today with the growing numbers of children and families of color in the Portland metro area in schools who experience unjust treatment as workers or who are exploited as cheap labor and targets of relentless raids as contractual workers.
Can you wrap up?
Yes. As elected officials, you're instrumental in helping to claim a piece of history in our city that has all too often been overlooked or left out of the historical narratives of Portland. Let's move beyond food, festivals, and fashion, which limit people of color from access to institutional power and decision-making. In the big picture, a street name change is just one aspect of racial justice work before us today. But by supporting the street naming now, this is one concrete way that you're able to make change happen that will impact all of our communities today and beyond. You have a responsibility to take lead in moving this city forward toward becoming a more racially and socially just town. It's the just thing to do. I urge you to vote yes for the street naming and support the committee and commission's recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
My name is Robert Gross. I live in Southeast Portland. For seven seasons during the early and mid-1970s, my brother worked picking fruit in Oregon's beautiful Hood River Valley. He was exposed to chemical pesticides while working there. In April of 2006, he was diagnosed with an extremely aggressive and rare form of lymphoma. In July of 2006, he died. His doctors at Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York, a noted cancer research center, could not say with certainty that pesticides were the cause of his death, but they strongly believed this to be the case. What we do know with certainty is that farmworkers do suffer from high levels of cancer from pesticides, and I could give numerous studies, but I won't go into that now. What we also know with certainty is that before Cesar Chavez organized the United Farm Workers Union, no one advocated for farm workers and their families. No one spoke about chemical pesticide poisoning and its effect on all of our food supply.
So I need you to wrap up.
Yeah. Before Cesar Chavez organized the UFW, farm workers were a forgotten workforce. Today, the city council has a chance to do the right thing, to honor a great man who dedicated his life to improving all of our lives. Renaming 39th Avenue to Cesar Chavez Boulevard will serve as a daily reminder the struggle continues and his legacy is being carried on by the United Farm Workers and by Pekun here in Oregon. And
thank you.
I, for one, would be proud to do business on 39th Avenue. And this is 3 days after what would have been my brother's 60th birthday. I urge you to do the right thing and honor us all. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Appreciate it. Carla?
Next three are Yoshi Alumkal, Charles Rummel, and Mary Devlin. They will be followed by Miguel Elias, Antonio Lopez, and Ray DeMarco.
Thank you for waiting, and we're glad to hear. Look forward to hearing your testimony. Sir, would you like to begin?
Yes, my name is Gene Rummel. I live in Laurelhurst for the past 45 years. I think that we're going about this the wrong way. As elected officials and elected by your constituents, I think you ought to be a little more concerned about the whole city, not just a group, not just a side of the city. You need the whole city, because all of you represent all of us. I do not like the idea of 39th Street changed. I wouldn't go along with the bridge name. but also I think it would be honorable to name a school after Chavez so they could learn how to speak English. You'd be just amazed how many do not speak English.
Sir, I'd really like to keep, if you wouldn't mind, keep your comments on the issue of 39th and whether you support it or otherwise.
Right. I do not support it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your testimony. Ma'am.
Thank you. I'm Mary Devlin. You've already heard some concerns about the process this evening, and I'd like to add a couple points to that. I think it's inherently flawed. For example, no voter requirement that people be voters to sign the petitions. I believe there were people as young as 16 in high school recruited to sign the petitions for the name change. And then Ms. Valdez, a member of the Planning Commission, tonight made it quite clear, I thought, that it was her personal opinion that 39th should be changed as opposed to taking the testimony into account. This divisive process is not and will not have a positive effect on the city. As our elected representatives, please listen to the wishes of those of us who live on or near, work on or near 39th. The only real win for Portland, and I do think for the council, is your no vote on changing the name of historic 39th and to move forward to honor Cesar Chavez in a way that we can all support. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Sir.
Good evening, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Joshi Alamkal. And I've lived in six other cities here in the U.S., and many had MLK Boulevards or Cesar Chavez Boulevards, but that didn't make them tolerant cities. Portland is by far the most tolerant city I've ever lived in for the past 3 years, but I don't have that sense tonight. I think no one here would argue that Cesar Chavez was not a hero, and no one would argue that there hasn't been discrimination in this country. However, the question is, how do we move forward? How do we honor Cesar Chavez and all of our citizens in our communities tonight and their contributions? Your Planning Commission has already acknowledged the disruption of the street naming process by calling for a moratorium on further street naming. I believe we can honor Cesar Chavez and all of our citizens in Portland by promoting tolerance, by promoting diversity, and by bringing all concerns parties together to find a solution. What an example for our kids. Isn't that what President Obama, whom many have channeled tonight, did in 2008? And isn't that what Cesar Chavez did? We can make a lasting and worthy impact and move this city forward by honoring both parties. This is not a black and white issue or a brown and white issue, and there are other options. If symbolism is your goal, be bold and make an impact by literally building or naming something new, something like a bridge, a school, I don't know, but put your heads together. But do something with the whole community in mind. Unite activism and democracy. Isn't that what Cesar Chavez would have wanted, and isn't that what both parties concerned tonight want?
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you all for being here. Carla?
Next are Miguel Elias, Antonio Lopez, and Ray DeMarco.
Good evening.
Evening.
Thanks for sticking with us.
They'll be followed by Ron Larson, Terry Parker, and the last name is Alfred.
We're glad you're here and look forward to your testimony. Why don't you begin?
Okay. My name is Miguel Elias, and dear Mayor, City Council, thank you for the opportunity to express my thoughts on renaming 39th to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. Time and time again throughout this process, we have heard from the supporters and the opposition that this man, Cesar Chavez, is in fact someone that should be honored. But time and time again, the opposition has expressed, but not in my street, followed with maybe a bridge, a park, a commissioned statue. But the current process does not have a checklist of things to pick and choose from. It's not the extra value menu at your favorite restaurant. But if it was, I would choose one of each. It's a process. And the process to rename the city street is specific to the rules and regulations established by you, the city council. It's these codes and regulations that allow citizens of Portland to voice their wants and needs and participate in the civic process. I ask you this. Didn't you not establish rules as far as the content of this testimony tonight? And haven't we heard time and time again that tossed to the wayside over emotions of not on my street? Let me end tonight by saying I applaud you all for coming here and participating in the civic process, but I urge you, City Council, to vote for renaming 39th as Cesar Chavez Boulevard. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony, sir.
Mayor, City Councils, my name is Antonio Lopez. We're here today to observe the end of a long process to name a street after our hero, Cesar Chavez. We're a family bound together in a common struggle for justice and recognition of an American hero of Latino descent. We are a family celebrating our unity and the nonviolent nature of our request. It is an attempt to find a place for our hero and at the same time to find a place for ourselves. Our struggle has not been easy. We are not powerful or connected, but we have justice as our moral ground. It is Cesar's belief that standing for justice and believing in the goodness of humanity that we gain our courage. According to Cesar, the strongest act of humanity is to sacrifice ourselves for others in a totally nonviolent struggle for justice. To be a man or woman is to stand for others. I know that all of you will have the moral and the ethical temperament to stand with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lopez. Sir.
Good evening. I'm Ray DeMarco, Portland Public Schools, Mayor Adams, City Commissioners. You know, a survey we did with our Spanish-speaking parents learning English in our Northeast Portland site today showed us that they had a strong interest in learning more about Cesar Chavez, but that their general knowledge was very weak. It also demonstrated that Cesar Chavez is an American civil rights leader and his influence on American economy and the American experience is significant. He will provide a important model for our students in the area of economy and political leadership.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you all.
Next three are Ron Larson, Terry Parker, and I believe the first name is Novick, possibly, and last name's Alfred. On Wasco? Mm-hmm. That helps.
Mr. Larson?
No, he's not here.
How about Cassie Schreiber? She's still here. Thank you. And they'll be followed by Caleb Romero, Jose Gonzalez, and Shelley Romero.
Mr. Parker, welcome to the City Council. Glad you all waited. We're looking forward to your testimony.
Thank you. Terry Parker, a native Portlander. Just like the controversy that recently played out in Lentz, a street should not be renamed without the consent of property owners who are located on that street. The street renaming process is divisive. It allows any special interest group to collect signatures to move forward without any sponsorship from the neighborhoods the street runs through or from people with addresses located on the street. By insisting that only a street be renamed, purpose is lost to an agenda. 39th Avenue is historically significant because it runs through a diversity of historically significant neighborhoods that people identify with and have for many decades. A compromise is needed that requires respect of street names already in place. Finally, I also feel like Mr. Chavez should be honored, and I think a bridge is probably one of the best things that he can be honored by because it connects two sides of the river together instead of being contentious. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Mr. Alfred? Okay.
My name is Alfred Novacek. I live on Wasco Street, about 50 feet off of 39th. I'm quoting now from the Metro section of the May 31st Sunday Oregonian in the article. It says, "So if the road to his former headquarters in California isn't even named after him, what would Paul Chavez think of Portland's two-year controversy to rename a street in his honor? He would scold everybody for wasting so much time on it," said his son, Paul Chavez. "He would remind us that there's so much work to be done, and that's what we should spend our time on. Granted, naming something after Cesar Chavez is an important recognition," Paul Chavez said, "but his father would want it to go hand in hand with education and action." Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi.
My name is Cassie Schreiber. I'm a 30-year-old second-generation native Portlander, and that is what defines me. I come from lots of different cultural backgrounds, and I think that after hearing both sides today, I was definitely against the renaming of 39th. I live on 39th myself. And what defines my culture personally is living in a city that is easily navigable. I am so proud of Portland and the way it is set up and the numbers going this way, and I know that that doesn't, you know, apply to the entire city. But I think that at least a compromise could be reached, not calling it Boulevard, calling it Avenue. I definitely think that Cesar Chavez is a great man. We've heard lots of testimony on that fact, and he deserves a street named after him or additional items named after him. But if I could just be neutral and compromise, then at least keep it an avenue, because avenues run north to south.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank all of you for your testimony.
The next three are Caleb Romero, Jose Gonzalez, and Shelley Romero.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. Thanks for waiting. Do we have somebody else?
About David Lee.
Mr. Lee. Somebody else?
Lisa Gervais.
Ms. Gervais.
David Lee, Lisa Gervais. We are looking for, is that Caleb Romero?
Right here.
Oh, okay. So it's Jose Gonzalez.
I don't think he's here.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. How about Jack Herbert?
Mr. Herbert, please come forward.
Okay, and they will be followed by Debbie Van Huismissen-Husbeck, Reese Lloyd, and Gordon Hillsland.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. Thanks for waiting. We're happy to hear your testimony, Ms. Romero.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. I had other testimony written, which I'll submit, but based on tonight's testimony, I want to reframe my comments. And that is, why a street? Well, why not a street? Streets connect not only our infrastructure, they connect our communities. People bike, walk, take transit, skateboard, and drive our streets every day. Streets and arterials are deliberate destinations as opposed to visiting a statue. Streets are permanent structures in our community. We know they are there even when we don't drive them. Streets, like people, make up the rich fabric of our entire community, and this is why I support a street, not a bridge, not a park, not a statue, or anything other than a street at this time. I also want to say that the city's capital improvement program for infrastructure should also consider an investment in our human capital. Please rename 39th in honor of Cesar Estrada Chavez, because this will make us feel that we are truly all represented and we are an integral part of the infrastructure of our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir.
Yes, my name is Caleb Romero, and I'm here in support of renaming 39th Street in honor of Cesar Chavez. I have a list right here of 25 cities in 15 different states that have renamed city streets in honor of Cesar Chavez. They go from Arizona, California, Texas, Idaho, Michigan, Missouri, Minnesota, Ohio, Indiana. And what I would like to see is that this list that I'm going to submit to the city council and to the mayor right here, that I would like to see Portland, Oregon, on this list right here as of being a city that has renamed one of its streets in honor of Cesar Chavez. Also would like to thank the Dina, Kurt, the Planning Commission, the Historical Commission, and the City Council, the Mayor, and everybody involved in this long process. And like I said, I'd just like to see Portland, Oregon on this list as a city that has renamed a city street in honor of Cesar Chavez. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Romero.
My name is Jack Herbert. I'd urge you all to really face that the American political experiment is failing. We are headed towards killing our children and grandchildren, what we're doing to our climate. And you know we're not making the changes we need to. And the federal, our local members of Congress are utterly failing us. You can also look at the economy. We're losing the kind of economic life that we've all. Anybody who manages to have a good career in the future is going to be insecure. Those nice neighborhoods along 39th are not going to be as nice. You know, what Cesar Chavez's name on a major part of the city does is it calls us to be a community where we all participate, we all work together for all of us, and we don't have anybody high and mighty. We have the kind of community we're going to need to survive in the future. I hope you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, naming Delta Park after him isn't going to cut it. Forest Park is the only park that's really of major significance that would be. If I were you, I would name Burnside after him. either Burnside or Broadway.
Thank you for your testimony, yeah. Mr. Herbert. Thank you all.
Next three are Debbie Van Hoosemissen, Hushbeck, Reese Lloyd,
thank you,
and Gordon Hillisland.
Good evening. Thanks for hanging on. One more.
Okay. How about Dave Bybee?
Somebody else?
Oh, Dave Bybee?
No, that's Mr. Lopez.
Are you Dave Bybee?
Oh, great.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging on. We're glad you're here. We look forward to hearing your testimony.
They'll be followed by Lise Gervais, Serena Cruz Walsh, and Sunny Montez.
Sir, do you want to begin?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, my name is Reese Lloyd. I was an attorney for Cesar Chavez for about 20 years. Somewhat familiar with him personally. I've known Paul Chavez for 35 years. If Paul Chavez says that his father would scold us for wasting time, I will hope you give some credence to it. I am very, very much opposed to the name change and this entire process. Cesar was a man who brought us all together. He would never, ever dream of trying to have his celebrity imposed on people who were opposing it, as is happening here. I urge you to reject this and to work toward a compromise in which everyone can agree on. That's what Cesar would do. I would also say, in regard to who is being honored, let him define himself. He defined himself as an American labor leader. He had never, in 20 years I was with him, ever identified himself as a Latino, a Chicano. He refused to even use La Raza. He said it was racist. He brought us together. This is dividing us, and I urge you to reject it and go for the compromise that ought to be able to be reached by reasonable people.
Thank you, sir. Sir?
My name is Dave Bybee. I've served three terms on the executive committee of one of the major local nonprofits, but I only speak for myself and having spoken with some of my constituents, if you will. I think that you have a flaw in your process, which, not wanting to be harsh, where one-tenth of the population of the larger community can steal the heritage of the rest of the community by renaming a street. I don't understand why the people promoting the change are so intractable to compromise.
Again, I want to... Why do you support or oppose the naming of the street? And as the hour grows later, I'm going to be more vigilant on this. Any testimony sort of focused on the other side's intentions or whatever. Why do you oppose the name renaming of 39th?
Because it's a form of theft.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Ma'am?
Oh, hi. I'm Debbie Van Hoosemissen.
Your Honor, can I offer a suggestion? That's why I stayed.
Okay, but I really, that kind of inflammatory language, I appreciate that that's a genuine feeling on your part, but I would ask that you be a little more compassionate and productive in your language.
I would like to suggest that we use some city ground, use the front lawn out here as a starting point, and come up with a system of neighborhood gardens and call it the Cesar Chavez Neighborhood Garden System.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your testimony. Ma'am.
Hi, I'm Debbie Van Hoosemissen Hushbeck, and I would like to focus on the history of 39th. I grew up on Southeast 40th in Hawthorne, and my family history goes back to that area 134 years. My family had a brickyard in the area of 39th, actually a little ways down from there. But down the street and around the corner stands the Linus Pauling home where he grew up. Linus Pauling was one of the most influential chemists in history, and he's the only person to have won to have been awarded two unshared Nobel Prizes. On the other side of 39th in the Northeast area is the Beverly Clary home. She is our beloved Portland children's author, and she lived on 37th near Klickitat Street. The inspiration for her books came from her Northeast Portland childhood neighborhood, and her many awards include the John Newbery Medal for the most distinguished contribution to American literature for children, and I brought her books. Please do not rename 39th. Let us have more respect for Linus Pauling and Beverly Clary, two great Portlanders who were recognized as the greatest in their fields. And let us have more respect for their 39th Avenue neighborhoods that gave them their roots. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your testimony.
Mr. Mayor, I did submit written testimony. I request be made part of the record. I do attest that that good-looking young guy with Caesar in that photograph in 1973, I swear that it's me.
You kept all your hair. I'm impressed. We have a match going on here. I think we have a match.
Is there a David Lee? Sorry, I have to make sure he's not here. Okay, we'll take Lisa Gervais, Serena Cruz Walsh, and Sunny Montez, and they will be followed by John Hood, Jan Tolman, and Ron Mays.
Thanks for waiting as long as you have. We're glad you're here and look forward to your testimony. Who would like to begin?
Oh, I'll go first. Okay. My name is Lee Gervais, and I live in Southeast Portland, four houses from the avenue currently known as 39th. I was standing at a bus stop a few weeks ago when a woman walked up to me and asked me if I wanted to save 39th. I thought, save it? From what? Is it going to be closed, made into a bikes-only street? Should I panic? And she just testified, so it's good to know that you're still at it. The reasons against the change just gave me more questions. Stationery? Who buys more than 5 years of stationery? Isn't MapQuest going to figure it out? Did businesses on Army Street in San Francisco lose business when it became Cesar Chavez? Cesar Chavez didn't do what he did to get things named after him, but he did do great things for all of us, and we should honor him. A major north-south thoroughfare can start conversations. Parents driving with their kids may be asked, who was Cesar Chavez? And that can be the start of a conversation about history and heroes and labor rights and consumer rights and fairness. Let's evolve and embrace change.
Thank you. Ms. Cruz, Walsh.
Good, good evening, Mayor Adams, commissioners. It's my honor to be here with you today. I'm Serena Cruz Walsh, testifying in support of renaming 39th Street to Cesar Chavez Boulevard. There's been a lot of discussion tonight on the idea that why not a bridge, or statues, school, et cetera. And really that comes off as a question of why won't you be willing to accept what we're willing to give you? And that might be something to discuss if there had never been a street renamed in Portland. But in fact, Portland has renamed streets, many before our time, Commissioner Lederman, and some in more recent times, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, NATO Parkway, Rosa Parks, to name a few. So I ask you all, how would it feel to live in a city that didn't have a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard? 20 years from now, when I hope you make this decision, people will look back and say, we can't imagine that there was a time we would have lived without a Cesar Chavez Boulevard. It will be so integrated into our city, into the backbone of our lives, that's what I hope you're going to do today. You know, frequently I reflect on the life that my daughter is having. She's 22 months old. She sees Obama in the newspaper, and she says, Bama, Bama. And she gets to grow up with, a Latina on the U.S. Supreme Court very soon. That's an incredibly, radically different world than the one I grew up in. And renaming Chavez as a part of changing that picture of who's included in this city, and you have this great opportunity before you in a couple of weeks to make that choice that will make us the city that brings people together instead of divides us.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Mr. Montes?
Buenas noches, Mayor Adams, City Commissioners. My name is Sunny Montes, and I'm a member of the Cesar Chavez Boulevard Committee. I'm one of the lucky ones because I knew Cesar Chavez, and I worked with him, and I marched with him many times. I'm here for three very special people in my life. Two of them passed away. The last one that passed away was in February of this year. And to this day, I know that both of them died from pesticide poisoning because they worked in the fields all their lives. The third one is my 7-year-old son, Leandro Andres Montes, who asked me a few weeks ago, says, Papa, are we going to lose or are we going to win? And I said, why are you asking me that, mijo? He says, because if we win, I think I'm going to cry. That's why I'm here tonight. The other thing that I want to mention is something that Cesar Chavez, and I quote him, this is Cesar Chavez, "Once social change begins, it cannot be reversed. You cannot uneducate the person who has learned to read. You cannot humiliate the person who feels pride. You cannot oppress the people who are not afraid anymore. Please, I ask you to embrace by a 5-0 vote the renaming of 39th Avenue in honor of Cesar Chavez. It has to happen. Thank you."
Thank you all for your testimony. Thank you.
Was there a Gordon Hillsland? Okay, the next three are John Hood, Jan Tolman, and Ron Mays.
Mr. Hood, Ms. Tolman, Mr. Mays. Mr. Hood.
The next three are Stephen Bender, Carolyn M. Leonard, and Juan Bendez.
Thanks for waiting. We really appreciate it. Look forward to your testimony. Mr. Hood.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, commissioners. The one thing that hasn't been, was just briefly mentioned, I think, was the starting and ending of the street within the city. Now, the city attorney has deemed that it stops before it gets to Milwaukee. However, if you look at the maps, it beyond Johnson Creek and the park, there is 39th Avenue in alignment, just as though it were all the same thing. Alder Street starts over here in the west side, is interrupted by Waterfront Park, the river, stops and starts all the way, but it's still Alder Street when it hits 217th out in Gresham. So just because it stops here and there, it's in alignment. Same as 39th Street is in alignment. So I just want to comment that identity is the key here, and it's the identity where we live. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hood. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Jan Tolman, and I am the president of the Hollywood Boosters. And as president of the Hollywood Boosters and part of that community, you know that this is going to impact, 39th is going to impact our community as much as any of them along the avenue. Our people that are in our neighborhood are invested, have money, and the value that they have, the financial outcome that they will incur if this is changed, we worry about. We also have the fact that we know that if you go from Sandy Boulevard to Milwaukee on 39th, you can go anywhere on the east side. We need to keep 39th part of our community and our city.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Mr. Mays.
My name's Ron Mays. And Mr. Adams, I'd like to say I do appreciate your humor, especially in this type of atmosphere. I own a business on 39th, and it's called the Hobby Smith. And I have 2 points I'd like to make from a business aspect. One is I deal with about 50 different vendors. So with the changing the name of the street means I'm paying employees, I'm paying my accountant to change bank accounts, change, deal with all my different vendors, and it's going to take time and obviously money out of the business pocket. The second aspect is, well, I'm on Northeast 39th, which is about 2 blocks north of Broadway and Sandy, and that is a terrible intersection because of the one-way parts to it. And when customers call up and I try to explain where it is, and I say we're on 39th and north of Sandy, they get it. We're 2 blocks north. But if they call up and I say, well, we're at the intersection of Chavez, Sandy, and Broadway, especially if they're from Vancouver or other parts of Portland, I really worry that they might not even try to find me anymore because there is competition out there. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for your testimony. Appreciate it. Do you want to add anything to the contiguous? Okay.
Next three are Stephen Bender, Carolyn M. Leonard, and Juan Baez.
Carolyn spoke before.
Carolyn already spoke.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Thank you. How about Vadim Riskin on Southeast 113th? Oh, there he is. Okay.
So we have...
And they will be followed by Susan Carter, Susan Grease, and Murray Kaddish.
Mayor, I know it's late, but may I just observe something? Mr. Yes. Bender, in anticipation of this hearing, I felt I needed to learn a little bit more about Mr. Chavez. And so I bought a book called One Night in America, Robert Kennedy, Cesar Chavez, and the Dream of Dignity, which was featured at Powell's by a guy named Stephen Bender. I just want to acknowledge, I think you're the author, Stephen.
Same one.
You know him. So. Okay. Mr. Bender, you get to go first.
Thanks for the opportunity. In the interest of time, I want to identify perhaps the richest legacy of this poor but powerful labor organizer, a legacy that leads me to support the petition. And that legacy is hope. Interviewed by David Frost in the heyday of his lifelong activism, Cesar Chavez responded to the question whether he was an optimist or a pessimist. I'm an optimist. I have lots of confidence in people. His optimism matters now more than ever as we look to hard work and love of country to guide us from the current economic crisis. Cesar believed all Americans, regardless of economic class or color, deserved a chance at the American dream through hard work. 39th Street may be a navigational beacon, but Cesar Chavez's life lessons and his legacy are a roadmap toward a more important destination, a better life for our workers and our families.
Thank you, Mr. Bender. Hi.
Good evening, Mayor Adams, commissioners. Thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Juan Baez. Tonight, we have heard a great deal of testimony in favor and against renaming 39th Street. I'm here to encourage you to take a courageous vote, a historical vote, in favor of renaming 39th Street for Cesar Chavez. I think we all agree tonight, regardless of what side we are in terms of opinion, that we need to honor Cesar Chavez, and that it's time that this community honors Cesar Chavez. As an elementary school principal, I have just one point to highlight to add to what everybody has said today, and that is our youth. Our children today have very few positive role models. By adding a beacon, a street to highlight, a point to refer to on the books that our children read. And yes, today in America, children read in their school books about Cesar Chavez. Please give him that opportunity.
Thank you for your testimony. Sir.
Hello. My name is Vadim Riskin. I am president of East European Coalition and also a regional East Portland Action Planning Committee member. I wish to express my appreciation for the opportunity to support the name change. I have been a resident of the city of Portland for almost 20 years, love it very much, and feel that it is my city. I appreciate the work of the Cesar Chavez Committee and support their effort, and I believe that all of you do as well, regardless of your position regarding this issue. Portland is a very liberal and progressive city, but some people feel it's not so liberal and progressive for them. The street renaming decision is not just for Latinos. It's beneficial for Portland. It's absolutely the right things to do. It will also send a clear message to all that everyone is welcome in Portland and show how deep we Portlanders are embracing the cultures of the world. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for your testimony. The next three
are Susan Carter, Susan Grease, and Murray Kaddish. They will be followed by Isabel Sanchez, Jesus Estrada, and Trillium Shannon.
So how many more people wish to testify with a new perspective, a perspective that hasn't been given? One, two, three. Oh, they just keep growing, don't they? We're going to take two more panels, and then we're going to call it a night. And written testimony and by email, obviously, that remains open over the next 2 weeks. So thank you for being here. Thank you for waiting. Again, two more panels, one on each side. Who would like to begin? Why don't you begin?
Sure. My name is Susan Gress. Several speakers tonight have talked about the importance that name changes like Martin Luther King and NATO Boulevard have brought to Portland. There's a big difference, though.